I was in the shower this morning, and I was thinking that just a thought popped in my head is like, we all need a little bit of St. Joseph kind of day to imitate his virtues. I know I had mentioned yesterday that yesterday I'd be very surprised if we were here today, but here we are. I'm glad we're here. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. I think it's now every diocese in the country has now suspended weekend liturgies, and I think the Diocese of Joliet right now is the only one that hasn't suspended weekday liturgies, and God bless Bishop Pates. You know, he's 77, 78 years old. He's not even, you know, Pope Francis asked him to come out of retirement. The guy doesn't even live here full time. He just got back from Minnesota. He was out of town. So from what I hear from somebody inside the chancery is that, you know, the announcement most likely will be coming today. Just if you just think about, we're, you know, by far more populated than other dioceses, even in our state, and Indiana, and you know, Springfield, Peoria, I think all the Rockford, they've all suspended all liturgies as well. I think, you know, a virtue of St. Joseph for us to listen to is, or maybe to ask St. Joseph to help us with, or ask him to teach us just to listen right now. To stop speaking and to listen. You know, we know there's not a recorded word in the scriptures of St. Joseph. He was a man that knew how to listen. To listen to Christ. To hear him over and over again. As Pope Francis once said, that St. Joseph awoke from his slumber and acted. I can't help but think that there's some slumber, a slumber that God is wanting to awake us from in the world right now. But we have to listen. We've got to listen. And I think it's going to be interesting to see whether or not we listen. And I hope we do. I hope we do as individuals, and I hope we do as a world. But I think it's hard to listen in the midst of this. It's hard to listen in general. But with the news and the just how we're, you know, even in social media, like I wonder with just this time at home, if we go into a complete lockdown and as parts of the country and the world still does, to what extent will we listen? Will we disconnect at times in the day and just listen? To turn inward and to see what is Christ saying to me? You know, I've got great hope in just what good and fruits the Lord is going to bring from this, even in the church. I mean, what might he want to do with vocations in this time? Vocations to the priesthood, vocations to the religious life. Of young men in high school or college, at any point, if maybe seeing, you know, priests celebrating Mass and posting them online, I just encourage us to pray for that, to pray for what the Lord might want to do with vocations during this time. We need to listen. And the other aspect, I think Joseph led the Holy Family and Mary when Jesus was really small. He led them really well in times of separation. Separation is painful. And we're experiencing separation with this that we've never experienced before. Separation from one another, separation from the Eucharist. So separation's painful, but how can that be, again, listening to our heart on that, of experiencing and relating the pain that we feel and that we're gonna feel in this, and relating it to Christ, and maybe speaking to us and shining a light on the fact of what separation really is with God. Because as we experience pain in the separation, there is pain in separation with God. On earth, when we're in a state of mortal sin, and we're cut off from God, just free flowing grace that he wants to give us when we just turn our back on him, maybe moving forward we can be more attentive to the pain of that separation. I hope that's the case for me. And the separation of eternal separation from God. But I think Joseph is able to navigate that with Mary as they move from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and they leave things behind. And as they leave from Bethlehem to Egypt, let us ask Saint Joseph, who's the patron saint of the universal church, to help us as a church to listen to what it is that God, incredible opportunity for even away from the Eucharist for some time. This, the history of the church is not foreign to times away from the Eucharist, whether that's martyrs that have been put in prisons, then been put in caves and have been cut away. Their heart, they experienced in those times an incredible connection with God, more so than in a greater degree than they ever have before. And with regards to separation amongst even one another, we are the body of Christ. There is a spiritual communion, and there's great opportunities for us here to be connected in those ways, and plethora of different opportunities. So, but the mystical body of Christ is real, and that even with separation for some time, that doesn't go away. The liturgy continues, as I mentioned yesterday, with the celebration of the Mass. But let's not forget that with time away from the Eucharist, there's countless accounts in the history of 2,000 years of the Church since the inception of the Eucharist, that those that have had to go time without the Eucharist, there's an opportunity there to be closer to God than we ever have before. And like I said yesterday, that's not to downplay the true presence of the Eucharist, but it is to say that there's great opportunity for us to grow in our depth and our intimacy with Christ. And now let us stand together.